This is Reggie Hathorn's Purple Cup Talk.
Purple Cup Talk.
This is Reggie Hathorn's Purple Cup Talk.
Talking about some real shit, random shit, relatable shit.
So tell me what's in your cup.
Your cup.
Reggie Hathorn's Purple Cup Talk.
Oh, man. Yep. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to, you know what? I don't even know which episode this is in this season. I'm going to say, I got to do better. I think this is episode 3 of the second season. So welcome to Reggie Hathorn's Purple Cup Talk, where we talk about real shit, random shit, and relatable shit. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you get two, and sometimes you get all three. But rest assured, you will get one. And today, I think you are going to get mostly real. I would say about 90% real, about 5% relatable, and about 5% random. That equals 100%. So I think you're going to get more real today than anything else. And if this is your first time coming through, thank you for bringing your ass through. And if you have been through here before, thank you for bringing your ass back. I was kind of backwards when I said that. Normally, I don't say thank you for bringing your ass through. I just normally say thank you for bringing your ass back. But if this is your first time checking me out, I appreciate it. And I'd like to give a shout out to all the Spotify listeners, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. No matter where you listen to me from, I appreciate it. And let me do a quick shout out. I want to do a shout out to all of my Purple Cup community folks. Those are the people that have been purchasing cups. And if you want a cup, you can just go to purplecuptalk.com, go to shop and grab a cup, or you can grab a tumbler, or you can grab a glass. Yeah, we got glasses now. We got some other shit coming out too in the next couple of, I would say by next week. By next week, we got some more drinkware that will be coming out. And I want to give a shout out to The Shy. I want to give a shout out to Ronnie. If you watch The Shy, let's give a shout out to Ronnie. Yeah. Ronnie and Keisha. Ronnie found Keisha. Ronnie found Keisha. And they whooped, well, Keisha whooped old boy's ass with a crowbar. They left a lot unsaid on that part. But let's give it up to Ronnie for finding Keisha. I don't think that totally redeemed him in everyone's eyes. But I'm glad he found her. I think Ronnie feels a lot better about himself. But since he killed Coogie in the beginning, he's been trying to redeem himself ever since that first or second episode. So big ups to Ronnie. And I'm also, I'm still a little sad that Miss Ethel died. I'm still a little sad. So if we can just have a moment of peace, just a moment of silence, I don't know, about 7 seconds for Mrs. Ethel. Yeah, Miss Ethel. All right, so I got some more random shit I want to tell you all about right quick that's been popping off with your boy this week. I have been eating a lot of plantain chips, I guess that's how you say it. So I'm trying not to eat so many potato chips. I've been switching over to plantain chips. I don't know if it's plantain or plantain. Just depends on, you know, where you're from. I'm going to say plantain. I've been eating more plantain chips because they have less sodium. They taste just as good to me. They have a variety of flavors, and I've been fucking them chips up. I've been eating a whole bag at a time because you know how I do. I'm feeling like since it's less calories and less sodium, that means I'm going to eat more of the shit. That's just kind of how I move. And I've also been eating jardinera. I've been eating that this week. Well, actually last week too. And that's like I never even heard of this shit till I moved here. It is like an Italian type of condiment. They put it on Italian beef sandwiches, pizza, salads, sandwiches. And I went and bought my own jar. I've been putting it on sandwiches, and it's spicy. It's spicy. You can get it in spicy, mild, or hot. I've been getting the medium and the hot, and I've been putting it on sandwiches. So give it up to jardinera and plantain chips. And I need to let you guys know what is going on with the candles. Here's what I've been running into, y'all. Here's what I've been running into. I've been running into a lot of people, candle makers, that just aren't ready for growth. a lot of them, all of them, as a matter of fact, except maybe with the exception of like one or two that just said they were too busy to do it. But most of them are just saying, hey, I don't think we can handle the volume that, you know, we could potentially get from, you know, your followers. So I'm still in search of a candle maker. And I thought we had a deal, you know, inked, you know, with one candle maker. And but once the contract went over to her, I guess it kind of, you know, scared her a little bit when she saw it in black and white, you know, what her responsibilities were going to be. She was like, yeah, we're just mom and pop. We don't think we're going to be able to handle this. I was like, God damn. You know, but hey, that's what I've been running into. I'm still looking for a candle maker. And so as of right now, there will be no candles coming up anytime soon because I keep running into people that want to do wholesale. I don't want to do wholesale. Let me tell y'all what I'm looking for. I'm looking because I might have a candle maker on here. I'm looking for somebody that pretty much can continue to do what they're doing. With the exception, I want you to just keep the candles already like you have them, but just stick my label on there. I can't even believe I'm telling y'all how I'm trying to do this. But yeah, if you're a candle maker, hit your boy up at purplecupteam@gmail.com. If you are a candle maker, hit your boy up at purplecupteam@gmail.com. I do not want to do wholesale. I do not want to do wholesale. So just hit me up. So we can talk about what I'm trying to achieve. And if you're not a candle maker, but you know some candle makers, have them hit me up at purplecupteam@gmail.com. Just that simple. And I want to give one more shout out to all of the people that have purchased cups so far. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And y'all, I've been so busy that I haven't been able to post pictures of, you know, you holding the cup on my page, like I said I would, but that is going to resume the end of this week. That is going to resume the end of this week, so I can continue to post people that have supported me by purchasing, you know, a cup, a tumbler, and now, you know, like I said, we have actual drinking glasses. So I just want to, you know, make sure I show you guys some love, and I appreciate it. You know, what I wanted to talk about that was relatable. Listen, I am all about. I hate using the phrase protecting my energy. I hate that phrase. Y'all know I hate to like the cliche shit, but that's what I'm doing. I'm protecting my vibe, the vibe of my page, just like I would my personal page. If somebody comes on my page with some bullshit, with just bad energy, I block them from my personal page. I'm starting to do that on my Reggie Hathorn page. If you come on there just with bad energy, like today, there was this young lady. Now, let me preface this by saying, I actually like when people disagree with me. I welcome disagreements, and I welcome, you know, that conversation, that discussion when people disagree. That is good because my way ain't the right way. And I know that it ain't always the right way. And I love hearing different perspectives. I love, you know, people enlightening me on a different way to look at shit, or, you know, just saying, hey, man, your way is a fucked up way of looking at it. Because I do have some fucked up ways of looking at shit. And I like to, you know, I don't mind somebody putting me in my place. I don't mind that. But what I don't like is male bashing. And I see that a lot. I see a lot of male bashing. I see a lot of woman bashing as well. But 80% of my followers are women. So I'm going to see more male bashing than, you know, woman bashing. But I had this young lady today. She disagreed with, you know, a lot of comments that the people were making. And she went comment to comment, just different people's comments, just thread to thread, talking shit and just starting arguments and just belligerent, just had bad, miserable energy. I don't know if she had if she was having a bad day or not. I don't know her personally. But I did recognize her name, and she was just had really bad energy. And I don't want that type of shit on my page. And then she came towards me about some shit. And I was just like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get you off the page. I didn't tell her I was going to block her. I just blocked her because she was just causing all type of havoc, just wreaking havoc all over the place. And just going at it with folks. So what I'm going to start doing is blocking folks, period. Because I don't want that type of energy on, you know, my Reggie Hathorn page. Like I said, the disagreeing, that's cool. Actually, like I said, I welcome that. But, you know, when you just come on there with bad energy, your ass will get blocked, period. I will ban you. And I've had to do that a couple times in the past few weeks. And I actually feel good when I do it, because I used to wouldn't do that shit because I wanted the page to always seem authentic, you know, because you want the good, the bad, and the ugly on the page. At least I do. But I don't like that. So I guess I want it to be real, but I don't necessarily like the bad energy. So if you come on my page with the bullshit and you start in trouble with folks, we just gonna get you blocked so we can just keep going with our adult conversations and our adult, you know, real energy. You know, real can be positive or negative. Not negative, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. And also, I want to talk about real quick just on some relatable shit, man. It is hard out here for a lot of people. You know, folks, and I say that because one of the things that has always drawn me to Chicago, a lot of you know I just moved to Chicago in May. But one of the things that has always drawn me to Chicago was I felt that people spoke to each other, you know, black people especially. You know, I really pay attention to those types of things when I, you know, pass a brother or a sister. You know, you get the head nod and you get the eye contact and you speak, or the smile, or just whatever. You know, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Whatever. But since I've been here, I haven't been getting that as much. As a matter of fact, I got it a few times when I first moved here, and I mentioned that on my last podcast episode. But lately, I have not been getting that. When I speak to people, people don't speak back. And I know it's not me. And it's, you know, but I am realizing that people have got a lot of shit going on, man. It's rough out here for some folks. You know, people aren't, you know, socializing the way that, you know, we normally do, you know, in a normal, you know, setting. People aren't being touched, hugged, and loved on. And all of that will eventually get to you, you know. So I can't take it personal because I don't know these people. But people just aren't speaking. People just, you know, you don't see a lot of smiles on faces the way you used to. And I know some of you are saying, but people got masks on anyway. I'm talking about people who don't have masks on. It's just, I don't know, it's just kind of creating a very distant culture, a very, you know, removed type of environment, you know, because people aren't speaking to each other. That's just my experience. And I know the mask play a part in that. And I know Rona is playing a part of that. I know the social distancing is playing a part of that. And it's just, you know, people just aren't as nice as they once were. You know, that's like I said, but that's what I'm experiencing. And I can say it's also kind of making me antisocial in my personal circle. It's making me, and I'm already an introvert. And I know some of y'all are like, man, you ain't no damn introvert. But no, I'm really an introvert. But on social media, you probably can't tell that I'm an introvert. But in real life, oh, man, I fall off the grid on your ass. I will get lost and you won't be able to find me. I'm not really a big phone person. I'm that person that will start texting your ass. And after we go through one or two cycles of text, oh, I'm done. I don't have to talk to you that goddamn long. It's too much for me. I don't need to communicate with you all goddamn day. So I'm already kind of an introvert. But with all this social distancing and with this, the way that we have to just move about the world now, it's making me even more antisocial. Even with my parents, you know, just a lot of days, I don't even want to talk on the phone. And I know I should pick up the phone when my parents call, you know, because shit, they my folks. And sometimes I just look at the damn phone. And I'll eventually call back, but I have to like get in the mindset to just talk. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. And so I just, you know, that's how all of this is affecting me. Like I said, it's making me antisocial even more so. And like I said, it's even fucking with the people that I just pass by on the streets, you know, that, and you can tell when somebody, you know, is greeting you, even if they have a mask on, because your eyes smile when you, even when you have a mask on, your eyes will still smile, believe it or not. So, yeah, I'm just kind of noticing that. And I'm just like, man, I can't wait till people either adjust to this and maybe come back to their normal mind state, set up, you know, what am I trying to say? Mental state. Or, you know, when this shit is over, so people can just get back to being, you know, cordial and just social. And, you know, because I'm not going to lie, man, you know, you miss hugs and touching and all that type of shit, man. But yeah, just wanted to bring that up. And another thing that I wanted to talk about, which was the more real piece of all of this, is the if you listen to my last episode, I mentioned me bringing on board, I don't know which one to use on this shit, and normally I'm pretty decent with words. to co-host, I was talking about bringing Kia and Camille on board as co-hosts. And, you know, I posted pictures on my page. They posted pics on their page. You know, I mentioned it in my podcast. I mentioned it when I went live a few times. You know, we were all excited about it. I was excited. I went and bought different equipment to make sure all of us would be in the frame. I went and bought more microphones, just different shit, just trying to make all of this thing, you know, make this new co-host environment work. And like I said, I wanted to post pictures to show them that I was committed to the, you know, the co-host efforts of PurpleCupTalk.com. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen right now. And I'm going to tell you where everything went wrong. I'm going to tell you where everything went wrong. And I think you guys know this about me by now, that I'm not really a finger pointer. I always like to do some self-reflection and some self-evaluation to figure out where I went wrong, or to, you know, make the situation, to determine what I could, how I can move differently the next time. And I will say this, I did a lot of shit wrong. I did a lot of shit wrong. Improper planning, man. I'm just so used to doing this podcast by myself that I did not know how to include someone else, you know, because I'm just used to waking up in the middle of the night or shit, watching TV and be like, ooh, I'm finna do a podcast. And just sitting in front of the equipment, hooking it up and pressing record, talk my shit and end it and upload it. That's just what I'm used to. I'm used to just having that freedom of recording when I want to and being able to talk about what I wanted to talk about. And it was hard for me because, you know, now when you have to bring other people in, you know, they want to have their topics, rightfully so. And you got to schedule a time. And I wasn't used to being on a schedule. That was hard for me. And, you know, you got to be flexible when you're working with other people, man. And you have to come up with a time that works. And I could do that. But by the time we got together, shit, I may not have wanted to talk about that shit no more. Because I like to talk about it when it's fresh. And if it's a fresh idea that hits me, I want to talk about it right then. You know, what I'll do is I will write down my podcast notes. Believe it or not, I do take notes, but so I kind of know what I'm going to talk about. It ain't always just off the cuff. I'll take my notes and, you know, I can take notes for 3 or 4 days on something. And then when it's time to record, I'll be like, I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. And then have to start all over. Or I can start talking about it and realize that my energy ain't good with it. It just didn't flow right. It felt forced. And I can't tell you how many podcast episodes I have recorded, but I never posted because it just didn't feel authentic to me. It has to feel authentic and it has to feel organic. It has to feel natural. I know y'all like, oh, nigga, that's the same word over and over. But but it has to feel that way to me. I don't ever want to give you guys forced content. And believe me when I tell you, I probably record a podcast or two, an episode or two, probably once a week. But when it's time, but I go back and listen and I'd be like, that was some bullshit. I'm not finna give them that. I want to give you guys quality product. You know, that's just what I want to give you. And plus, I don't want to put no whack shit out. But, you know, so like I said, you know, working with other people, it may get to the point when it's time to record and it may just all change up, you know, and they'd be like, damn, I thought we was going to talk about this. And I'd be like, I don't want to talk about that no more. And that's not good. That is not good. You know, especially when you're working with other people, because now it throws them off. It throws their energy off. That's, like I said, that's why my podcast episodes are so randomly posted. Because, you know, if I want to give you guys, you know, getting on a schedule is not so good for me. Unless I talked about current events and stuff like that all the time. because that's easy to do when, you know, to get on the schedule with. But when you're talking about more personal stuff, you know, a personal journey, you know, you may not have something that's necessarily worth talking about that week. And so I'm not going to give you guys some shit that ain't, you know, that ain't real. And also, like, I realized that Purple Cup Talk was like my safe space. And I didn't even realize that until I invited other people in. You know how sometimes you're just not in the mood for company? That's what I realized Purple Cup Talk was for me. It was kind of like, yeah, it's cool to talk to y'all, but I don't need y'all over my house. I don't need y'all in my space. This is my space right here. This is my space. And I realized Purple Cup Talk was my safe space. It's kind of where I vent. It's like therapy for me, you know, to just talk about things that I've experienced, you know, whether good or bad, you know, my journey. If it's something I failed at or if it's something I won at, that's what Purple Cup Talk has become for me. And it's so, yeah, it was kind of hard to welcome someone or allow someone to be in that space on a regular basis, you know. And what I should have done was just said, hey, how about you guys be a guest every now and again, as opposed to being a steady co-host, like a permanent fixture on Purple Cup Talk. That's what I should have said, but I didn't. And so that's what happened, you know. And plus, let me tell you what else the podcast does for me. It gives me a space to just talk about what I want to talk about and not have to hear other people's reaction or response to it. Like, you know, unlike social media, if you post a thought or something you're doing or, you know, your reaction to something, you're going to get everybody's reaction to it. And sometimes I just don't really want to hear what other people have to think. And so that's what my podcast does for me, because if I post something on social media, I'm going to have to read people's response. Oh, I don't agree with that. Or I agree with this or that or that. And I don't be in the mood for that shit. I really don't be in the mood for that shit. Sometimes you just want to say some shit and walk the fuck away. And since I've built my brand on engagement, it's hard for me to do that on social media. I'm trying to get better at just not responding to people. And I don't have to hear everyone else's, like, their misery, their brokenness or frustration or disagreeable comments. Because sometimes I just don't really want to fuck with it. And on the podcast, you can just record and be done with it. And, you know, Camille, which was one of the potential co-hosts, she told me, she said, Reggie, I just don't think you're ready to share your brand. And she was right. And I wasn't trying to hear that when she said it, because you know how sometimes people will point out something to you and you're not ready to admit it, even though you know it's the truth. That's what she did. And it kind of frustrated me about her because she was right as hell. She saw it. She saw it in me before I admitted it. Like, I knew it was there, but I didn't want to admit it because that I felt like that would make me seem wishy-washy. But yeah, she saw it. She saw it. And instead of me just being straight up, I let it get to the point to where they walked away on their own and frustrated them, which was some punk shit. It was some punk shit. I was, you know, just kind of fighting the just including them, man. So I wasted their time, if you ask me. I wasted their time. I think it was an embarrassment to them because they posted. I know it was an embarrassment because they said it to them, because, you know, here they are posting, you know, pictures of, you know, us saying about to be a part of Purple Cup Talk, and some of their friends were all excited for them. Hell, I was excited. I posted it on my page as well. And now to have to hear people say, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? And it not happen. That's kind of embarrassing. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing to them. And I hate I did that to them. And that's one of the reasons, real talk, that's one of the reasons I don't necessarily like posting things that I'm about to do. I like posting or I'm getting ready to do, because I've noticed from my experience when I post things that I'm about to do or I'm thinking about doing, I don't know why, but for some reason it feels like it jinxes it or something goes wrong and it never happens. And now you have to deal with people saying, what's going on with such and such? What's going on with such and such? And I don't really want to like have to answer those fucking questions. But you put it out there. So, yeah, now they do want to know what's going on. Rightfully so. That's fair. That's a fair ass question. And so that's why I don't like putting out, you know, what I'm about to do, because it raises those questions like what's going on with that type shit. And as we started like working on it more and more, I realized that I wasn't in a space to share the space, share my podcasting space. And I should have told them, but I didn't. And I'm glad it didn't ruin our friendship, you know, our associateship. No friendship, but they were able to understand, you know, we worked through it. But I can say, man, my takeaway, man, other than the fact that I was on some punk shit, because I was, is to test it before you post it. That's my takeaway. That's how I'm going to continue to move, because I've always waited until something was solidified before I posted it. And I should have done that before I posted that and saved all of us the embarrassment, the hard work that they put into it, the traveling back and forth to my house, and I live far from them, finding a damn parking space. That's work in my house. That's work. Finding a parking space is some work. And they did all of that. They were very accommodating, but it was my punk ass that wasn't forthcoming enough to just say, hey guys, you know, I'm not ready to do this. Instead, like I said, I just let them figure it out and walk away on their own, man. And I drug the shit out, thinking it may hurt their feelings. But hell, I hurt their feelings by not saying it. I don't know if it hurt their feelings, but because they didn't say it hurt their feelings, so I don't know. But I should have just been more forthcoming when I realized that I really wasn't able to share that space. And it made me think about this, you know, this type of shit you go through in, you know, your personal relationships. You know, if you're not ready to share that space with somebody, you know, like if you're like saying, oh, I'm ready to date or I'm ready to do this, man, make sure you're ready. Make sure you are ready, because this scenario, you know, that same type of thing transfers over into personal relationships. Make sure you are ready, you know, before you welcome people into your space, letting them, you know, have them thinking like, oh, this guy's ready to date or this woman's ready to date. And then you ain't quite ready because you've been so used to doing so much shit by yourself, you know, especially if you've been single a long time and you've, you know, you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you've been single for 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden you got this motherfucker on your couch all the time or somebody trying to do something all the time. You're like, hold on, goddammit. I'm so used to doing this by myself. Let's ease into this. And that's what I didn't do. I didn't ease into it. It was just like, hey, y'all, I want to do this. And yeah, so I didn't know what I was up against. And yeah, so I was on some punk shit, basically. And apologized to them, which I definitely should have. So yeah, that's what happened with that. So as of right now, there will be no co-host. And I don't know what your takeaway is on all of that, but that is my takeaway. And another thing that I want to tell you guys that is big for me is I moved into office space. Yes. Yeah. Your boy moved into office space. It's on Michigan Ave. It's on Mag Mile, which is Magnificent Mile in Chicago, the downtown area. I'm calling it Mag Mile, but like I've been, you know, like I'm a Chicagoan for real. I just learned that shit, I don't know, a few weeks ago, because I've always called it Magnificent Mile. But now that I'm here, you know, they call it Mag Mile. So, yes, it's on Mag Mile. It's across the street. It's like by Burberry's, across the street from Saks and down the street from Neiman's, next to a Gap. It's in prime location. And I just can't tell you how blessed I am, man. The fact that I moved here in May, to an area that I wanted to live in. And now I got office space in an area that I wanted to be in. So this pandemic, let me be clear. Had I moved here in quote unquote normal times, I wouldn't have even looked at office space on this block, because I probably would have looked at it, but couldn't have afforded it right now, to be honest. But because of the pandemic, prices are lower. So I was able to get into a prime location at a low price. So I'm happy about this. So this pandemic has really been good to me because prices are lower on a lot of shit. So I'm able to move a little differently. You get what I'm saying? And I walk to work. If I don't walk, I will bike. And it's 3 miles from the crib. So I know if I'm either going to get a 3 mile walk in to work or a 3 mile bike ride in. And sometimes I mix it up, you know, especially on the way home, because when I get done, I'm like, man, this is some bullshit. I'm tired. I might walk 1 mile and jump on a divvy bike and ride the other two. So I'm getting exercise in. I'm thinning out. Still chunky. I'm still thick, but I'm thin. I'm thick, thin. I'm thick, thin, thin, thick, whatever words you want to use. And one of the reasons I wanted to get Office Space is I wanted to have a place to work from. I wanted to have a place that I could go to and actually see people, because working from home by yourself all day in this, especially in this environment that we're in right now, it's it can be a little lonely. It can be, not in addition to being lonely, I needed to separate work from home, because I would work from the bed. I would work from the couch. I would have Netflix on. I wasn't as focused as I should have been, as I could have been. And if I'm in the bed or on the couch, every now and again, I'm just going to be like, fuck this shit and lie down. Let me use the proper tense. I'm going to lie my ass down. Well, no, that would be lay my ass down. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to lie down if I'm in the bed, or I'm going, you know, that, and I would end up working all these crazy hours because I done took random naps all day because I'm in the bed and, or I'm on the couch. So I needed to separate work from home, and I needed home to be my place of peace. And so I got office space, and I'm hoping with me having office space, it will, you know, kind of trigger some consistency and podcast episodes, perhaps, hopefully, you know, maybe when I get to work, I'll be like, ooh, let me record some. I'm in a space and just do it. So I hope, hopefully I will give you guys more episodes. And there are some other things that I'm potentially hoping for that I'm not going to say until it's, you know, been solidified, because I'm going to stop telling you guys what I'm thinking about doing and not mention it until it's done. So thank God that he, cleared a way for me to have office space, you know, in an area that I want. I want to thank him for putting me in my place of residence, like perfect location. I love my location. I get a lot of walking in. I explore a lot, even when I'm at work. When I'm in the office, I'll just take a break on lunch and just walk around. And I've been finding cool restaurants, and everything is around the corner from me. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Blaze Pizza, which I love. You know, all the sandwich shops. I'm just by everything at work and at home. So it's just a good time for me. It's a really good time for me. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys about all that. Everything has been going well with me. I hope everything has been going well with you. I pray it is. And I always forget to check on you guys at the beginning of the episode. So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are just getting all that you want out of this thing. And I hope you guys are, you know, financially well, mentally well, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of that. I hope you guys are doing well. And if you aren't, I hope it gets better for you. So again, the takeaway from this episode is I was on some punk shit. Be forthcoming when you're dealing with other people. Be direct, and don't do it to where, I mean, when I say don't do it. Be direct and don't let it get to the point where you're setting it up for them to walk away. So you won't have to be the one to take the blame, so to speak, or take the heat. Just be upfront, because I wasn't upfront once I realized that, you know, I wasn't ready to give up the space, my podcasting space. So I'm going to have guests from time to time. I'm not ready for a co-host like I thought I was. And I hate I put those young ladies, you know, through that emotional and mental roller coaster and, you know, the embarrassment. But hey, it happened and we moved on from it. But I felt the need to tell you guys this, that that's what happened. So you won't be asking me no damn questions about like where the co-host at. It ain't going to be none, motherfucker. But it ain't going to be none. And I want to take a quick moment of silence for John Lewis and C.T. Vivian. They both deserve it. I will say the death of these two gentlemen hit me in a very special place, man. And I'll be the first to say I didn't really follow, you know, their path or their journey of either one of them. I didn't really follow their, I don't really know a lot about either one of them. So I'm not about to sit up here and act like I'm a John Lewis expert or he did this, he did that. I don't know that much about the guy. I don't. But what I do, why it does hit me is because I feel like they represented an era or a breed of black civil rights activists that are almost gone. You know, I feel like they fought a different type of way than we're fighting now. And it just makes me wonder, who do we have now to take those types of guys' place? You know, those types of people, not just men, but, you know, those types of women from that time as well. Who do we have that can, you know, take their place? You know, because they were more than just a voice. They were fighters, too. And it seems like now everybody is just about being heard, you know, especially when in the social media environment, everybody is all they want to do is be heard and get likes. You know, but they were guys that balled up their fist and fought and got hit and got up and fought again and marched again, spoke again. Who do we have like that now? And they not only talked the talk, but they walked the walk. And I just don't see that. I don't see it now. And some people would say, you know, we fight differently now. And it may be why we ain't got no goddamn where. I'm not saying we need to go out there and start fighting and blowing up shit or, you know, kicking German shepherds in the ass and beating up cops and shit. I'm not saying that. But it seems like they may have gotten a little bit more done than we have. And it may have been because the motherfuckers was on the streets. And excuse that bad subject verb agreement. But hey, we talking about fighting. You ain't got to use proper grammar when you talk about fight. So I want to get us to give a moment, just a moment of silence for those two wonderful black men. And I just want to say thank you to them. I really do, man. They deserve all the thanks and love and respect, you know, as much as anyone of, you know, from that era, especially, man. So let's just take a second and just be quiet for those two, man. All right. Well, hey, man, that's all I got for you guys today, man. Hopefully you enjoyed it just as much as I did. I enjoyed this episode. And like I said, I'm going to try to be more consistent now that I have the office. Hopefully it puts me in a space to be more consistent. Also, what it also does is if I want to have a guest, they ain't got to come to my house. You know, it can come up here, you know, especially if it's somebody I don't know. Now I can have people on the podcast I don't even fucking know because they ain't got to be in my damn house. How about that? But anyway, I want you guys to be careful, man. And again, if this is your first time checking me out, thanks for coming through. And if you have been through here before, thank you for bringing your ass back through. To all the people that are in the Purple Cup community, thank you. And if you want to go get you a cup because you need to have one of these Purple Cups, man. Go to purplecuptalk.com. You can follow me at Reggie Hathorne on Instagram, Reggie Hathorne on Facebook, Reggie Hathorne on YouTube, H-A-T-H-O-R-N, no W, no E. We took out the we. Did y'all get that? But anyway, man, I want you guys to be careful out there in the motherfucking streets. And I mean that more now than I have ever meant that. And I am Reggie Hathorne.
This is Reggie Hathorne's Purple Cup Talk.
Purple Cup Talk.
This is Reggie Hathorne's Purple Cup Talk.
Talking about some real shit, random shit, relatable shit. So tell me what's in your cup,
Reggie Hathorne's Purple Cup Talk. This is Reggie Hathorne's.
Y'all know I gotta play this shit twice because I like this song.
Purple Cup Talk.
This is Reggie Hathorne's Purple Cup Talk. Talking about some real shit, random shit, relatable shit. So tell me what's in your cup,
Reggie Hathorne's Purple Cup Talk.